We've heard a lot about the poor health of the Murray-Darling River system in recent months, but there's a part of the basin where the river is healthy and the crops are dying. Farmers there have no access to water and jobs are hard to come by. And now the political pressure is beginning to rub in ways not seen before. In the usually safe coalition seat of Farrer in southern New South Wales, held by Susan Lee. National rural reporter Kath Sullivan has more.
At Chris Brooks's Baruga Farm, paddocks that would normally have millions of dollars worth of premium grain crops now sit parched and unharvested.
Well, it looks terrible. I'm glad this is a radio interview and not on television, because it is, the whole area is decimated.
As chair of Southern Riverina Irrigators, Chris Brooks represents 1,800 farmers from across southern New South Wales. He expects as few as 5% of those will turn a profit this year, with mega billions being wiped from industries that rely on their produce. He argues that's not the result of drought, but an allocation system that has seen New South Wales irrigators receive 0% of the water they are licensed and entitled to, while at the same time South Australian and Victorian irrigators have 100%.
That's not life on the land. That is just massive mismanagement. We need to get a message across, and the frustration thing for us is we are all dyed-in-the-wool coalition supporters, that the coalition policy is what's killing us.
He is chair of recently formed Voices for Farrer, a group that hopes its federal candidate Kevin Mack can emulate the success of independent MP Cathy McGowan in the neighbouring Victorian seat of Indi.
There is moves afoot to make our elected members pay at the polling booths.
Susan Lee holds Farrer with a margin greater than 20% and says she is aware of the pressure water management is putting on her electorate.
Water's the biggest issue. It's the one that I and my office spend probably 75% of our time on, and I really mean that, and we always have.
Last year, Ms. Lee called for changes to the basin plan to allow environmental allocation to be used by farmers.
A lot of people interpret this as taking water away from the environment. I've never said that. I've talked about borrowing it so that when the environment doesn't need it, it's not just sitting in a dam waiting.
Now, in the wake of mass fish kills and the South Australian Royal Commission into the Murray-Darling Basin, Susan Lee is steadfast.
It's about sensibly using water, moving it to where it can be the most useful, recognising that the environmental allocation is locked in and we're not trying to take water away from the environment, but that there are times when we can, in fact, use it for growing food and pay it back when we don't need it.
Not all farmers want water sharing tinkered with or would agree with Chris Brooks' call to pause the plan and hold a federal royal commission into water sharing arrangements.
There's been enough reform, there's been enough reviews. We know everything we pretty much need to know about, you know, the pathway forward.
Mullamine irrigator Jeremy Morton is also president of the Rice Growers Association. He says a lack of irrigation water in southern New South Wales will mean this year's national rice crop will be the second smallest since the 1930s.
People are looking for an alternative. They don't like what they're getting from the current paradigms. The challenge is to get good independence up. If that's the way people want to express their concern about what's going on, then they need to have someone that's a credible alternative. There's no point in, you know, electing some rabbit.
Meanwhile, Water Minister David Littleproud continues to herald the multi-state support for the basin plan he says must continue. Federal Labor has committed to repeal a cap on water buybacks that could potentially see more water bought from farmers and returned to the environment.
National rural reporter Kath Sullivan.